One great sage asked Krishna after the battle of Kurukshetra, "Krishna, I will curse you. Why, Brahmin? You have caused a great disaster. So many widows, orphans are crying after Kurukshetra battle, and you are responsible for that. So I want to curse you. Brahmin, you have gathered with great penance some power, but that will be finished by your cursing. I won't be affected. Why? I am in the Nirguna Bhumika. I am beyond all this duality, good or bad. Where I used to take my stand, that is causeless and that exists for its own purpose, not for any other purpose. So you have, with great penance, you have collected some force proposal that will be finished, but I shall remain unaffected. Ahituki apatihata, the deepest plane of all existence is of that character. It is automatic, it is irresistible, and it is causeless. The way is going on, constant. And anyhow, we are to come to the harmony of that. We are out of that, so the crash. Local interest, provincial interest has made us separate from that wave, who is original and irresistible, that wave going, the wave of love. And our local interest, our provincial, selfish interest has created all clashes. We are to give up that and anyhow to dance in the same tune with that original plane, that is of devotion of love. That is what is necessary. No other thing can give any help to bhakti, but bhakti can give bhakti, nothing else. Bhakta, Chakravarti Thakur in his commentary, he has written there, Ahituki and Apatihata. Ahituki means causeless, she is her own cause, and Apatihata, nothing can oppose her. Irresistible wave is going, and we have to identify, go back to Godhead means to catch that wave, and giving up all other local and selfish interest waves, all give up, and that is within us, within the soul can come in touch with that, and the body and the mind, they can never come to any understanding with that plane. It will vanish, and the soul can only dance in that plane, participate in the dancing wave of that plane. This is bhakti proper. We have understood that. And it is not possible to budge an inch from that position, standard of thinking. No other thing can enhance any bhakti but bhakti. Only bhakti can give bhakti, enhance bhakti, everything. That must come from bhakti. Our bhakti means bhakta means bhakti. But no other thing in the world can give bhakti. A good karma or any power or anything else of the kind. Only bhakti can give bhakti, nothing else can give bhakti. He can give himself. Whomever he will come to accept, he will get it, and not otherwise. He can give himself, and no other thing can give himself. Jame vaisab vinyute teno, no me dhaya bhavu nasu teno. Scholarship, extensive study, and so many things are mentioned that nothing can give bhakti. Only Krishna can give Krishna, and no one else in the world. And his devotee means his potency, his delegated. So they means Krishna. But no non-Krishna thing can give Krishna.